You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. This week, Senate Republicans once again tried to end the Affordable Care Act. The replacement plan, named after authors Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, needed 51 votes in order to pass, and by Tuesday it was clear there wasn't enough support, so the vote did not happen. Here to break down what this means for Coloradans is reporter Allison Bechtesh. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
First, what were the potential impacts of the Graham-Cassidy bill here in the Valley?
Quickly, it was going to reduce Medicaid funding. It was going to leave the pre-existing condition question that keeps coming up when it comes to affordable health care up to the state. So we don't know what Colorado would have done if it would have allowed for insurance to not cover people with pre-existing conditions. And the estimates were that it would be between $3 and $6 billion less money coming from the federal government to help Colorado.
Those are pretty staggering numbers. How did Colorado's representatives react to that?
As we've seen all summer, healthcare legislation is strictly partisan. Colorado's Democratic Senator Michael Bennett was strongly opposed to Graham-Cassidy. No one returned my calls seeking comment from Colorado's Republican Senator Cory Gardner. I did, however, speak with a group called Moms Rising, who carried out a demonstration at Gardner's Denver office on Tuesday. They brought him cupcakes and they asked him to vote against the bill. And Gardner's staff told that group that he was undecided. He supported the repeal in votes on the Senate floor earlier this year, but in this case, he kind of got off the hook because the vote never happened, so he didn't have to say where he really stood on this issue. One thing I want to point out is this bill was being talked about as a last-ditch effort with the September 30th deadline. That's not really true at all. We have as much time as we need to put together a new health care bill. September 30th was only the way to do it with a simple majority vote. Since there's 53 Republicans in the Senate and only 51 votes were needed to pass this, September 30th was the deadline for getting something through on party lines. Now it'll have to be a bipartisan bill, and we see strong support for that from both Bennett and Gardner.
What are our representatives working on now that Graham-Cassidy is dead?
Bennett was part of a bipartisan bill that did pass the Senate this week, which expands Medicaid coverage for those with chronic conditions. Gardner also introduced a bill Tuesday that delays a tax that the Affordable Care Act is set to impose on health insurers, which would, of course, then get passed on to health insurees. That bill was authored exclusively by Republicans. So it's been so interesting to see Gardner walk the line this summer. He stood up to President Trump several times in other issues. He scolded him for not calling white supremacists during the Charlottesville incidents. He's joining in supporting the DREAM Act. And I thought for a moment Gardner was going to be the deciding vote on Graham-Cassidy because he was in that undecided category. However, Maine Senator Susan Collins ended up serving in that role, and again, Gardner was off the hook.
So right now, what does this all mean for Valley residents in terms of health insurance?
I spoke with local organization Mountain Family Health's CEO, Ross Brooks. A third of their patients are uninsured, so he's seeing this up front. It's rough in this valley. You get Medicaid if you're making up to $16,000 or $24,000 a year, depending on your situation. We know that making $25,000 a year isn't going to give you the funds to pay for a monthly insurance premium. And there's only one provider, Anthem. Colorado as a whole is looking at a 27% hike in premiums in 2018 for those buying individual plans on the market. Brooks says this is reactionary. All those people he sees without insurance, they've been waiting until stuff is really drastic, so read expensive, to go get health care. So it seems like it's expensive to insure Coloradans. Brooks helps plans like the one we have here on the Western Slope called Medicaid Prime, which encourages basic checkups, will be expanded statewide, and then that'll drop those premiums back down.
Okay, thank you, Allison.
It's been my pleasure.
Reporter Allison Bechtesh on the future of health insurance for Valley residents now that Republican attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act have been defeated. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Aspen Public Radio.